Hey, all you cats and kittens, welcome back to the show. Happy New Year. First real one. We had the best of ALN 2022 to kick things off, and now we're farting back into action and just coming in hot. Thank you for staying locked in, subscribed. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your enemies, tell your exes. I don't talk to any of my exes. I guess every now and then, you know, you'll get a message. I saw you on this. And then I'm like, oh, remember when you cheated on me? but that's a story for another time. Today's show is all about the good stuff that's coming to all of us in 20. No, it's about a lot of dumb, silly bullshit, because that's what you come to this podcast for, to laugh, to be distracted, and to maybe talk about some real life shit with a lighter perspective. Fuck, I don't know, man. You got so many pods to choose from. Thanks for coming back to this one. And come see me on the road. Thanks for doing that. I was in Minnesota at Acme Comedy Company, one of my favorite clubs in the world. Sold out 4 of the 6 shows. That felt good. Hopefully can keep that truck moving. Shout out to Lewis. Shout out to Brandon. Shout out to Trevor and Rudy and everyone that crushed it there for me and did their thing. And Ira as well. Ira, funny comic, hosted, pronounced everybody's names wrong. Ends his set with a Lion King period blood joke. You got to see it to believe it. Very funny. Shout out to those guys. And shout out to Minneapolis for being a great comedy city. Got a lot of dates coming up. End of the month, 26th to the 28th. I'll be at Magoobies in Baltimore. Come see me there. Magoobies, Baltimore, 26th to the 28th of January. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Batavia, Illinois, coming back to the Comedy Vault February. I almost said September. It's moments like that where I go, was that a stroke or was that residual weed from last week? Either way, February, not September. But you know what, dude? As long as you get the first part of the month right, you should be able to figure it out. Just the way that, like, they would put, like, sunglasses on a sun for, like, weather updates. I'm like, dude, people still need... If you can't look at that and decide what to wear that day, don't go outside in the first place. Batavia, Comedy Vault, Feb 16th through the 18th. And then a shit ton of dates after that. San Fran Punchline, you know how I love you. March 1st through the 4th. And then we're going to Oxnard Levity Live, March 9th through the 11th. And then just... After that, San Diego, Phoenix, West Palm Beach, Dania, Seattle, Portland, doing a couple shows with the Impractical Jokers. All that info at AdamRayComedy.com. Young Rock every Friday on NBC. Welcome to Chippendale streaming on Hulu. And that's it. A lot of fun coming this year with the pod. Wayne Brady, Adam Devine, Gene Smart. Stay tuned and enjoy the episode.
Hey, it's Herbert. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast. Slippery
little son of a bitch. About last night.
Ah, delicious crystal geyser. Oh, you caught me on camera, your favorite type of porn. Hey guys, Adam Ray here, back for another episode of the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're feeling great. Elliot, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Any resolutions you got for us in 2023?
Well.
Fuck yeah, Elliot. Guys, this episode is going to be the episode that we remember, because it's the first one of a year where... Look, man, 2023, a lot of us thought we'd never see the light of day. A lot of us thought that 2023 was, you know, there's that movie, 2012, that kind of was supposedly a sign of what's to come or not come. But we survived it. 2023, I think there's going to be another movie with John Cusack where it's like 2025, you know, don't go outside. Tsunamis are going to face fuck, you know, everybody with a waterbed. It's just going to be... chaos from first to third base, and I'm ready for it, man. I think you get to a certain point. I'm 40 now. I'll be 41 in June, but you know, 41 and 40, that's one and the same to me. I feel like when you hit 45, that's when you start to, like, I don't know. You get, I think prostate checks and Not looking forward to it, by the way. Santino, Andrew Santino, check out his Netflix special, Cheeseburger, on Netflix. He talks about getting a prostate exam. I didn't think we had to do that already. I thought that was like at 50, but I guess some doctors are like, get it sooner, wink, wink, I'll do it. So, you know, feeling good. Shows have been awesome. Got a shit ton of tour dates coming up. Going to New York tomorrow to play Carnegie Hall with my boy Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block. Guest, friend of the show, husband, lover, friend. Sex symbol for a lot of you gals that grew up with him. Joe, I think, was 12 when he joined the band, but hey, you know, girls were 15 and predatory. So he's doing a one-man show, but some special guests and surprises are lined up. None of it announced. I'm saying this now because this is Monday, and I'm flying to New York tomorrow to do the show Saturday. So can't wait. Going to do some shows, do some pods, and then back to Memphis for one more episode of Young Rock. Knock on wood, we get picked up for another season. Tune in, Peacock, Hulu, so that the numbers boost, and we can do another season. Yeah, this has been a... I don't know how you guys feel about listening. It's imperative, right? Whether it's in a meeting, on a podcast, in a relationship, I suck in moments. That audio is going to get isolated. That's the thing I'm trying to work on more moving forward in the marriage, right? Being a better listener. I don't know if it's ADD or I just tune the fuck out. You know, at one point we made a list of things that line up with ADHD. And I think I've got, you know, a good chunk of them. Think like doing too many tasks, starting, stopping, spacing out, you know. And then I always combat that with, be more interesting. No, I could use some work on that, and I'm trying. And an example of how bad I am, but still I'm trying to be there and be present. She's talking about Gilmore Girls season 6. She loves it. Loves the show. I've seen a couple eps. My girl Melissa McCarthy crushed it. Lauren Graham, gangster. The other girl, I think... Lablissa? No. Fuck, I don't know. Also great. The show's got a lot of heart, and she's crying. She's crying. She's telling me a story. I'm not there live. She's telling me about how Lorelai and Monarch, Rosalie, Cherry Tree, whoever the fucking kid is, her and the mom, that's what the show is, right? The mom and the daughter, they talk really fast. They did like 55 seasons. Probably, you know, both have so much money. And so they're crying because they haven't talked to each other in like 6 months. That's the meat of what she's trying to convey to me. And she's crying because they finally talked for the first time in 6 months. And I space out and I only hear crying, that she was crying. I don't know why. And then there's just a beat where she knows I didn't fucking get the bulk of the story. But then she goes, did you even hear me? I go, yes. I go, you were crying. I go, fuck. I go, how hard were your tears? What? How hard were your tears? That's not a question you ask if you are listening. So right away, she just goes, what? I go, so now it's either abort or double down. And I go, like, were they thick tears? Do your eyes hurt? Or did they just kind of, was it like a sprinkle? You know, sometimes, you know, the forecast calls for like 42% chance of rain, but it's actually just a little drizzle and light precipitation. She goes, I want a divorce. So, hey, trying to be better. I think that's a dude thing, too. Guys are pretty shitty listeners. What'd you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. That on a whole, there's just things that we do better and that you gals do better. And listening is not our forte. But that being said, working on it. Oh, man, here's something I need to talk about ASAP. People that send nudie pics. Good on you. I've talked about this before. I've tried to send one DP in my life. The lighting was bad, but I'm a people pleaser. So instead of a dick pic, I sent her a picture of a guy in a Hummer parking in a handicapped spot at a Bed Bath & Beyond. You don't get more of a dickhead than that. There are people that will send pictures of other parts of the body. And I'm not talking balls and butts and boobies. I'm talking assholes. People out there that are sending pics of assholes. What are you doing? Why? I don't want to meet the person that's like, ooh, awesome. Do you know what I'm saying? We can all agree to disagree. Everyone's got their like, are you a boob guy or a butt guy? You know, I'm like, unless you're trying to set me up with somebody who's like splitting, like, you know, one of those, like the magician trick gone wrong, you know, somebody that's just a torso, I don't see why it matters. But a male comedian told me about a year ago that this girl sent him a picture of her butthole. And I was like, why? And he goes, because I asked for it. And I go, why again? Same question still applies. And what's crazy to me is that the people that want those will then also in turn be like at a restaurant and have the nerve to be like, I'm sorry, salmon's cold. You mind if I get another one? The salmon's cold. You like buttholes. You don't get both. You don't get to be picky about food and love butthole pictures. And I hope I can count on your vote for City Council of Los Angeles in 2023. It's also like the people that do Dry January. My wife's trying to do Dry January and is crushing it, by the way. Truly, non-alcoholic beer is the move. You know, weed from time to time. Although even that can get into trouble because then you end up just, you know, gorging on fucking crustables. Do not sleep on crustables. There's a lot of people out there that are like, it's not real food. Fucking most of the shit we're eating is not. I just saw a commercial for Taco Bell and I had the nerve to chastise their presentation. Like the way they shot these like melted cheese chicken burrito wraps. I was like, oh God, they were on like the edge of a pool. There was like a guy with like a scab crawling out next to it. And two girls with implant scars were like hugging. Whatever. The wraps, I was distracted, needless to say. But the shots of the wraps were so fucking gross. And I was like, nothing about this looks appetizing. And she goes, it is Taco Bell. And I was like, good point, babe. The chicken's rubber, so how do you make it look better? You put a bow on a piece of shit, you can't expect someone to go, dude, thanks. Do you know what I'm saying? That being said, Taco Bell will still be something that I'll never swear it off. Because I'm a human being. And they're open till 4 a.m. sometimes. I do wish there were more, and I'm surprised. You know, you see like these viral videos of people climbing through McDonald's drive-thru windows. Arby's, I feel like, gets... Arby's must have a bucket load of cash for settlements. Because I've been in Arby's twice, more than that, but like twice where I remember being like, ooh, somebody just fought here, or there's blood in the bathroom and it shouldn't be there. Arby's has that vibe. They're like, we got the meats! But they also, you know, they've got the feats in the streets and probably some STDs inside most of the employees. That being said, I'll fuck with a beef and cheddar from time to time. From time to time. Taco Bell, that's gonna come up at some point in everyone's life because it's the only thing open. It's either that or the grocery store. And nobody wants to go to the fucking grocery store and make their own shitty nachos. You girls are amazing at that. Drunk girls and nachos are like politicians and affairs. They go together. Do you know what I'm saying? Find me a drunk girl right now. It's Thursday, 9 p.m. L.A. Standard time. I bet there's at least 50 girls in the country right now, minimum, that are fucked up making nachos homemade.
Yeah.
Some are making them with chips. Some are using chocolate chips. Some are using Rice Krispies. But cheese is involved. They're covering something crunchy with cheese, and they're swallowing it, and they're loving it, and they're calling their friend fucked up, FaceTiming. Beth, you're never going to guess what I just made. And she's like, nachos, bitch. You told me you're going to do that on the way home. Yeah, well, yeah, I use a special ingredient. Pancakes! Which, by the way, there's really not a food you could put inside of a late-night drunk nacho concoction that I wouldn't probably dive in balls deep. By the way, when somebody started the term balls deep, what do you think they were referring to? Because usually when you hear it, it's like, that guy went in balls deep. Like to the pool, to the shower, to the hot tub. I feel like it's always a body, somebody with balls entering something up to the balls, right? Balls deep. Like I got in the pool to my, like the way that they would say, like if they're, you know, you're shooting an audition, you know, or a movie, they go, this used to be a term, maybe not post me too, but they go tits up, right? Like from tits up, shoot me from tits up. I think you can still say that. What you can't do is hug a woman with big boobs, and when they press up against your chest, don't go mm-mm good out loud. That premium to that's a bad idea. There's a guy I used to work with at Albertsons. Holy shit. He was my boss. I won't say his name, Dan. He used to call boobs bajumbas milk pockets? No, he had a lot of really weird old school. The guy was like pushing 75. Bajumbas was the one that caught me off guard. Fun bags. I'd always heard that term before, but not live from a mouth. And it was daunting. It was also the man who fired me when I got caught stealing film and Dr. Pepper. But that's a story for another day. Dry January. Good on you if you're doing it. I tried. I got 3 days in. And then I had a cocktail. Because I feel like I can control my substance intake at this point, and I got a lot of fun stuff coming up. And man, just the road is tough to do and not have something to take things down a notch. Again, if I was, you know, I don't think I've blacked out since college, so that's one thing where you go, I think I'm fine, but everything in moderation. Once you start to see like your skin or other things starting to kind of like wear and tear, you get signs from the universe. If you're spraining your ankle every time you get out of an Uber, yeah, dude, your balance is off. Something's up. I know somebody that's doing dry January that's also like still doing all the drugs. They're like, yeah, dude, no booze for me, but oh, I'm on Molly. And you're like, yeah, we could tell you were licking the wall, Wonka. Do the snozzberries taste like snozzberries? Which, by the way, I was talking about this with my wife. We've been house hunting, more fantasizing. It's not happening yet. Elliot, do you have a house?
No. I live in a house.
Awesome.
But I don't.
Do you have a yard?
Yeah.
See, I got my condo, and that's fine. That's fun. Enjoy it. A lot. But I want a yard, and I want, like, more space, dude. I want more space. We all do. But we are fantasizing about some house shit, and I said I want to paint in the hallway the flavored lick'em walls that Wonka had when he was like, the snozzberries taste like snoz. Go ahead, lick the walls. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. The raspberries taste like raspberries. The fruit by the foots tastes like fruit by the foots. The handy snack cheese tastes like handy snack cheese. The gushes taste like gushes. The peanut butter tastes like peanut butter. The chocolate-covered gummy bears tastes like chocolate-covered gummy bears. And what if Wonka, I wish that scene could have gone on forever and he was just like, the buttholes taste like buttholes. And the kid's like, what? There'd always be one fucking weirdo kid, though. Probably Augustus Gloop, the fat kid, who'd just be like, fuck it, dude. It's going to happen at some point. Eh? Oh, man. Rewatched that movie recently. Still holds up. Love me some Johnny Depp. Couldn't watch the remake. It's Gene Wilder or bust. Sorry. Comment below with your favorite movies. There's a lot of movies I haven't seen recently. And just watched Daddy Daycare. Hadn't seen it. Classic. Eddie Murphy's solid. Always solid. Murphy doesn't turn in a poor performance. Oh, boy. We're talking about 2023 pet peeves. How do you feel, Elliot, about people in your building you don't know coughing abhorrently in your direction with no remorse?
Sit it right next to you.
I'm walking in the door of the building, and this girl walks out of the parking garage door. So like, I'm coming in, she's coming in, we meet, and I heard her cough as the door was opening.
Yeah.
And I didn't have enough wherewithal to like fucking moonwalk backwards. I just took I just fucking kept plowing. And literally, she opened the door, flung it open, and her cough went like.
She just opened the door to cough on
me. To cough on me. She was like, someone's coming. It's the perfect time to transmit a disease. So she coughs directly into my mouth. And she goes, oh, God, sorry, I didn't know there was somebody there. And I just go, okay. I wanted to say, like, it's all good, whatever, but I was so disgusted by it. And also, like, I didn't have it in me to go, yeah, what the fuck? So, because I just, you know, I was trying to avoid any confrontation. But then as I'm walking away, she goes, it's all good. I'm not contagious. Hey, people who cough like assholes, you're contagious. The people that go out and about, and you know who you are, because you don't want to miss out. You got FOMO. And when you're sick, you're like, it's why COVID fucking went bonkers, because everyone's like, dude, I ain't not going to that party just because I got a little vid, baby. And so she coughs, and I've had this happen before where people at shows, it's all good, I'm not contagious. Oh, thanks, man. It sounds like you're fine. Go inside, man. Miss a couple days. I get that you want to see, you know, I don't know, Sean Mullins live, Daughtry. How much would it cost, Elliot, for you to go see Daughtry live?
I don't even know who Daughtry is.
I'm coming home.
I don't know.
The place where I'm alone. And a love that don't mind big enough for me. I'm running down. And I did it by that door. And there's some betting faces facing go. I'm coming home. Bam, bam,
bam. They're paying me to go see him?
Yeah. He won American Idol, I believe, and just created a mom/MILF following.
It's just Nickelback.
That both of us. Nickelback, but shaved head, more tats.
Okay, so Nazi
Nickelback. Nickelback is more. Look at this monogram.
Skinhead, nah.
Skinhead nickel, yeah. There should be an app to let you know where the Nazis are in your neighborhood.
What would you call it?
Find me. I don't know. But I just thought about this randomly the other day because I saw that commercial for the Al Pacino Nazi Hunter show called Hunters. It's about Hunter Biden's laptop. It's about all the hunters in the country with shady stuff on their laptops. Oh boy, they've got a lot of stuff. Folders on folders on folders. They've got stuff marked like Cabo Fun, but you know it's in there. Dirty, dirty butthole pics. And I go, if we got Citizens app, if we got Weed Maps, if we got DoorDash, how about Nazi Notifier? Yeah. Or Nazi, what do you call it, dude?
There's Next Door.
Next Door, Next Nazi. I want to know if I'm living near one. Because guess what? Would it play a factor in me signing a lease? Yes. I, just the same way I don't want to be friends with someone who, you know, beats women, I don't want to be friends with someone who kills Jews. Hot take, coming into 2023 with a hot take. And I think most people would probably agree with that sentiment. Hey, man, you're going to live next door in a building across the street from people who've done some fucked up shit. But if you know about it, hey, man, maybe you can adjust and reassess. We shouldn't have to. Fuck, dude. And sometimes I meet people in the building where I'm like, who are you? What have you done? I know you've done some shit, man. And there's no way to ask that unless you hold like a neighborhood or a building party, a mixer, which I've thought about doing, just to get to know everyone's little
idiosyncrasies.
Yeah. That's another word for like their quirks. Yeah. Their characteristics. Yeah. Idiosyncrasies. Yeah, I love that word. I always fuck it up, though. Like, I have a fear. Not a giant fear. I have more of a fear of, like, you know, the Tower of Terror at California Adventure, getting stuck. First of all, me being on it, fuck that, table for one. But if it gets stuck, and then like we have to like rappel down, rappel or lapel? Lapel is a mic.
Yeah.
Rappel is like definitely not what I was just doing. Just fucking either milking a cow or sucking off a rhino upside down. Hey kids, Adam Ray here. I'm teaching a space work improv class every Sunday from 12 to 12:15 over Zoom. So big fear is having some of my thoughts of oof, you're up to Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you type shit. Like you know, what mask are you going to pull back and reveal who you are type shit. I feel that way. I get those hunches, those hints of people that I live around and I don't know how to bring it up. And that's why you got to have a mixer. That's why shows like White Lotus, or I just watched The Menu. Have you seen The Menu?
Not
it's a
yet.
Movie.
I really wanted to watch it.
Are you into like that crazy murder shit?
Like,
I guess we all are, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's interesting. Ralph Fiennes, the lead actor, is incredible. It's a great show for food, and there's a lot of twists. And there's not even, well, I don't want to give it away. It's surprising.
Yeah.
And it's dark, and it makes you uncomfortable. I have to watch it in doses. You know how like you got people in your life you take in doses? You're like,
yeah.
Dude, I can't be coming into contact with you three times a week.
Yeah.
Because you, fuck, man. There's a kid I used to work with at Albertsons. He was in the produce section. And he would always like make these really pervy comments to women and men. So at least he was spreading it around. And like there was a woman named Mary who was in the bakery. And she had some saggy boobs, right? Fine. She was a little older. She did the French bread. And when I was a freshman in high school, she definitely made a couple passes at me. I didn't know any better. I just was like, oh, Mary, you and your big old saggy sourdoughs, right? Or I don't know. I didn't say that, but I thought that. And she was real sweet. It's one of those things, too, where you go, I was about to go RIP, but I don't fuck. That was 22 years ago, and she was probably 62. 84? I hope she's still slinging French bread. Mary, fuck. If not, this episode is going to be titled RIP Bakery Mary.
Okay.
Remembering Bakery Mary. That's what we're calling this one. Or French bread titties. Either way, this is what you do every year. We all do it, where you got to go. You look back and you reflect. You reminisce and you remember. What do you think you do more of, reminisce or remember?
Just remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think day to day, we're probably all doing a little bit more of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can reminisce too hard. Like if you go to a wedding and the best man gets up there, oh man, I went to a wedding. Oh man, I can't say the names because it'll be too obvious. But the guy gave a best man speech. And at minute 12, huh? It was... That wasn't the end of it? Nope. Probably 19 minutes.
Okay.
We're 3 minutes shy of a full episode of America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
And this guy's stories were dark. He laughed a lot of his own jokes that weren't jokes. And and it was bad. It was bad and revealing. I think he's made some comments to like, him and the guy being in like a car with girls, and we were drinking, and we should not have been driving. And these girls, I don't think they were whores. And then you're just like, oh. And his wife, God bless her, is just taking it in stride. She's just like, and he was hammered. And I was the only comic there. So it took a turn to where I was like, you know, it's my superpowers to work a room, and the room is being destroyed. And I'm taking it personally for my buddy and just for the sake of performing and speaking, right? Where you're like, man, I can't sit here and watch this happen. So I was probably about a good 40 seconds to a minute and a half from getting up and either giving a clap or walking over and just grabbing the mic, like Vince Vaughn did in what was that? Old School, right? Yeah, it was Old School. I think what he's trying to say is it comes from the heart. What did he say? He cuts off Luke Wilson. You know, it starts right here, but it starts from here. It starts right here. You know, and then to love. I'm not a talker. I'm not a talker. You know, so good. I was about to pull that off, but and my buddy just goes, all right, man. And then he goes, all right, cool. All right.
I see how it is.
I see. Guess I just am the best man tonight. But not, I guess I've been replaced. I guess I've been replaced by your wife. Man, hey, that's fuck me, right? Fuck me, right? Fuck me. I got a question. I'm leaving right now. Who's coming with me? Who's coming with me, Jerry Maguire? Points to the one black dude. You come on, Rod Tidwell. Like, dude, it's just not gonna end well. yeah, dude. We didn't have speeches like that at my wedding. We had at the rehearsal dinner, best man, best woman, maid of honor, I guess, and my mom and her dad. But even with comedians there, people were like, you should let, you know, put a live mic up and let people just kind of run a train on you guys emotionally. No thanks, man. Who knows what can come out of people when booze is involved. And fuck, dude, I don't remember all the shit I've done. I don't got fucking secrets or skeletons, but shit, dude, I don't know. Some weird ass story with, I don't know. You just don't trust it. Yeah. You also don't trust anybody to just, I went to a wedding once. My buddy's best man gets up there and he goes, he runs the joke by me pre-show, pre-wedding. He goes, hey, man, you're the comedian. So I got to know. I got to know, man. Should I do this or not? I go, I can already tell you shouldn't do it. But in the sake of wanting the best time for everyone and for me wanting to maximize how much I laugh tonight, I'm going to go ahead and give you my full support and endorsement. What's the joke? So I want to do something about this and how great his mom is and blah, 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 and how we all grew up. She's like a second mom, especially when she sucked Ethan's dick. I go, you got to do it. You got to do it. And then I go, no, dude, don't do it. I go, this is why you're asking me. He goes, you're the comedian. You're supposed to tell me it's funny. I go, that's not my job. My job is to help dilute some of the atrociousness that is filling up that sentence and help to kind of just give you some perspective. I don't know. I'm another set of eyes. I honestly don't know why you're sharing this with me. I feel like it would have been better just to do it, throw that first dart and see where it lands. Because, you know, they already got married. They're not going to go back and cancel it because of your, you know, fucking, you know, missed shot. So he does it and it gets crickets. A couple groans. Grandma was there. She stood up and gave it an applause break. No, she was like, what? And I shook my head. I was pretty sauced up at that point, but I was just like, get out of here. He did it. Man, the balls. It's not about you. That's the thing too. You got to remember, it's not, you know, you want to get up there and I think he felt pressure. I don't think from me being there, he definitely, you know, there's something to him bringing it up to me. And I've known him for a bit too, through my buddy. But when non-comedians Duke comedy, oh boy, get ready. Turn on the camcorders and start the car. You know? Have you had any instances like that?
What?
At a wedding where you've seen just a fucking, you know.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Debaucherous train wreck.
I have one of my best friends, twice at a wedding, had to put him onto a, like, the party bus that, oh, like, God, drove us to the place.
Yes.
Dropped him off there and with the bus driver. Bus driver comes up 5-10 minutes later. And goes, hey, man, your boy is peeing all in my bus. Yeah. I go in and he's like taking his pants off.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's happened twice.
Oh, God. Oh, God. You can't. Yeah. Peeing on the bus is always a quick way for a parent to get called. The bus, though, is just the element. Go ahead.
We all had to drive back in that bus to get back into the city.
Urine smell everywhere.
Yeah.
The smell of pee, you know, most people can tolerate it up to a certain, I think you get like, I don't know. If you pee on yourself, fool me once. If you pee on somebody else and they, you know, you had their consent, shame on you. I don't know what the saying is, but if you pee yourself drunk on a bus at a wedding, get off the bus, change your clothes, send a I'm sorry text and some flowers. I'm sorry I pissed myself flowers. And there's a good chance if it pissed yourself on the bus, you shat yourself off the bus and you puked in the Uber on the way back to the hotel that I think you were staying at. But something tells me if you peed on the bus, you didn't even have the audacity to get a room for the weekend. You were just like, I'll figure it out, baby. And so once you pissed yourself, you didn't remember where you set your bag. So now you're sleeping in piss pants and shit pants, probably. There was a girl that went to University of Washington with my buddy Adam French, and I can't remember her name, but he said that day one of college at a sorority party, a frat party, she shit herself. And they called her, like, let's say her name for the sake of the story was like Beth, right? Shit pants Beth. No creativity, just who you are and what you did. Shit pants Beth. And he said it stuck.
Yeah.
The shit to the pants and the nickname.
I had a girl like that in
She high transferred. Shit pants Beth transferred. Yeah. You have to. You had someone like that in high school?
Yeah, we had a girl named Poopsana. And you can guess why she was named Poopsana.
Because she pooped in a sauna?
Yeah. That's all it was.
Did she transfer?
No, she graduated.
She should be president.
She's a nurse, I think.
Of course she is, because she understands trauma. Poop sauna. Oh, man. Poop sauna sounds like... It definitely sounds like a weird strip club or... Like, you know, like in Vegas, they have those oxygen bars, you know, little kiosks in between certain casino levels. Yeah. And they're like, you want to do the oxygen bar? Like, hey, come on by. There's like the massage water beds and there's the poop sauna.
Yeah.
What do you do there? What do you think?
Yeah.
Cool. How much? $500. Can I go by myself? Nah. The experience is to do it with strangers. Like, oh God. Yeah, poop and sauna are two words that should never be in the same sentence. And that was my high school yearbook quote, and I stand by it. I've definitely seen guys jerk off in the sauna. I was in a sauna in New York City, and it was in, doing shows in Gotham Comedy Club. Shout out, great club. In Chelsea, which is considered, it's almost like the West Hollywood for New York, right? It's a heavily, a lot of gay men live out there. And so at the gym, I think it was New York Athletic Club, a lot of gay men go there. Didn't realize that. Super nice gym. Walk in. Great. Fucking great. Awesome. Everyone's fucking doing their thing, pumping away. I go into the steam room after. Sorry, not the sauna. Steam room, sauna. You know, to each his own. I get in the steam room, and it's steamy, which I like. I don't like when it takes time to warm up. It's already going. I walk in, immediately just start sweating. Great. And then suddenly the guy walks in, and then the steam slowly starts to dissipate. And I see like what looked like somebody stretching. No, it was somebody looking directly at me, beaten away. And I go, no, you can't. And I stood up and ran out. Now, flattering? Sure. Sure. Hey, man, wasn't my best leg day. So... As far as confidence boosts go, can't get a better one than that. But, you know, I don't know. It was like I was live. It was just, maybe it was the eye contact that threw me off. But also, I've just never been around that. Man, it was crazy. And I went downstairs and I go, hey, man, I don't know what your policy is for beating off in the steam room. And the guy goes, oh, Jesus Christ. And I go, has it happened before? He goes, sadly, yeah. I go, fuck. Because it's so steamy in there. Cut it in half. It's too much. It's almost like those smoke bombs when the Foot Clan would, you know, ninja banish, and they'd drop the fucking smoke bomb, and then the Foot Clan would, and they fucking disappear, and the turtles were like, where'd they go? It's kind of like that. You know, it's too much smoke. Anyway. Guys, I got to get to the comedy store. Elliot, a real fucking treat. You guys know what's coming. Tour dates, AdamRayComedy.com. Baltimore, Magoobies, Jan 26th to the 28th. Come out. Batavia, Illinois, Comedy Vault, Feb 16th through the 18th. Punchline, San Fran, March 1st to the 4th. Got some shows with the Impractical Jokers coming up. Young Rock on Fridays on NBC. Welcome to Chippendales on Hulu. I think that's about it, guys. AdamRayComedy.com for tour dates. Be good to yourself. Enjoy the week. go back and check out the Tony Caruso, The Return doc on my YouTube page. And then when you're done with that, go to Rick Glassman's Tyso Take Your Shoes Off podcast page and watch Tony Caruso on the Tyso podcast. Also, the Santa episode, if you haven't seen that, was just on that. And today, a very special Jeremiah Wonders is out. Tad and Katie reunite, and they've moved in together. You know, Jeremiah and I like to do a bunch of fun character pods, and the one that drops today on his channel is a real treat. So go over and check that out after you've enjoyed today's episode. And I think that's it. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Peace!